The next kina we're going to read is Lamed Tes at Sion Tikkunini. And in this kina, is written by Rav Asher HaKohen, going to cry out to Tzion because we're in Galus and because we want Geula. And something I heard this year from a Rav in my yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, I want just to share. I thought it was relevant and connected to that concept of Galus and Geula. So he brings down some writing that Rav Kook did, and Rav Kook asks a question. The question he asks is, when we're looking for a source for Gullus, we have to look in this knot, and where's the earliest place in which Gullus occurs, and we can understand what Gullus is. So you might think the first place for Gullus would be Gullus Babel, or maybe Gullus Mitzrayim, but he takes it even further back. And you might even think that the first Gullus is the Gullus of Madhav HaRishon, from the Gerusha, from Gan Eden. But he says he goes even further back. And so, in the pasuk at the beginning of Bereishis, he said the pasuk says, "V'yapel Hashem Elokim b'tardeim al Adam v'yishan v'yikach achas mitzalosa v'yiskar basar taktena." So he says the first galus is really when Adam HaRishon is put to sleep because he's alone. And I'm trying to understand this. I listened to the shir and I'm trying to just explain it myself. So I saw like three different levels of the mushel. And the mushel is the idea of gullus is the way that Adam HaRishon was, not the way he was supposed to be, and the gullus is in three levels. So one level is that he's alone, that he was, Hashem made him, couldn't find Ezer Kenegdo, so that aloneness is part of the gullus, and that's how we are, without Eretz Yisrael, without the base of Mikdash, without Mashiach. We're also in a certain sense alone, and we feel, even though we daven and we say 100 brachas a day, and it's supposed to remind us of Hashem, we still kind of feel like we're alone. That's one level. Second level is like we're asleep, that he puts Adam to sleep, and sleep is like being in Gullus. You're not fully in touch with who you are, with the intensity of reality. Like we say in Shir HaMaalos, Chayinu Kacholim, that we're like dreamers when we were in Babel, like the whole thing was like a dream, we were asleep. And then like the deepest level, I think, was the one he was focused more on, was the idea that the Gullus was, not only we are alone, and not only are we asleep, but the idea is that Hashem like he took something from us, that we're missing part of who we are. He took the rib or the side from Adam, and we have like a loss of ourselves. We've lost Jews physically and spiritually throughout the Gullus, and we're missing part of who exactly we are. And I think the lesson of the amazing thing is that the solution to the problem, which is the Gullus, is that rib or that side of him is built into the solution. And so it's kind of like the idea, we say David HaMelech is like et semach David etecha tatmiach, that you have a seed, and the seed, when you put it in the ground, it seems like it's disintegrating, like it's being destroyed, but that's actually the source of the plant, which is the redemption. You see the same thing too with Adam HaRishon, that his problem was he was put to sleep, and something was taken from him, and it seemed like the worst possible thing, but really the solution to his problem was built from his pain. And the idea of that we're in Gullus now is that we're missing something, and from our capacity to recognize what we're missing is where the Geula is going to come.